Stories of Great Christians. From its radio studios in Chicago, the Moody Bible Institute greets its friends everywhere with Chapter 1 in the transcribed story of Eric Alfred Nelson, the Apostle to the Amazon.
How do you do? Let me introduce myself, since we'll be spending quite a few hours together. My name is L.M. Bratcher, and I'm the corresponding secretary of the Brazilian Home Mission Board. Naturally, I'm originally from the States, an ordained Baptist minister in communion with the Southern Convention. The reason I'm here today is because, well, I know a great deal about this Eric Alfred Nelson. And this series of stories of great Christians is based on a book that I wrote. There aren't many men like Nelson left in this world. Real pioneers. Adventurers in the best sense of the word. Strong, courageous. But most of all, Eric Nelson was a warrior for Christ. Truly a great Christian. Good morning, Miss Webster. Phew, what a day.
And the newspaper says it's going to be up to 103.
Sometimes it seems warmer with all that noise. Too bad we have to stay in an office, eh?
Yes. Well, I brought your mail.
Thank you. There are times when I wish our mission headquarters were 1,000 miles away from Rio de Janeiro, the River of January.
The early explorers must have had a sense of humor.
Looks as though there's a lot of mail to answer. I'll need your help, Miss Webster. Manaus. Looks like old Brother Nelson's handwriting.
Well, I imagine he still wants you to make that survey with him.
Wouldn't surprise me. It is from Nelson. Hello, Bratcher speaking. Yes, indeed, Tom. Where are you calling from? Sao Paulo. Well, hold on a minute. I'll have to find out. Miss Webster, will you call Mr. Harris, please?
Yes, Dr. Bratcher.
Hold on, Tom.
Mr. Harris?
He's coming now, Tom.
Yes, Dr. Bratcher.
Ed, I've got Tom Bagley on the phone from Sao Paulo. He's starting the evangelistic campaign tomorrow and wonders what's happened to the tracts we sent.
I sent them out day before yesterday.
Ed says he sent them out day before yesterday. How'd you send them?
Special freight. Put them on the train myself. 5,000 tracks.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, Tom. They should be at the station today. Tomorrow at the latest. Yes, Harris put them on the train himself. That's right. Ask for them at the baggage room. In your name. Right. Perfectly all right, Tom. We'll be praying for you. God bless you. Miss Webster, close the door, please.
I hope Tom gets the tracts all right. It seemed the fastest way.
He'll get them.
Incidentally, while I'm here, sir, have you checked the requisition list of medicines?
For the clinics?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's see. It's someplace on my desk.
Well, that's it, Dr. Bratcher.
I suppose it's already been checked by the medical department.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, Harris. I'm sure everything's all right on this list, but still, I'd better check it with our budget before I give it my signature. I'll have it for you before the day is out.
That'll be fine, sir. I'd like to get it out in tomorrow's mail, if at all possible.
I'll have it for you. I know the clinics need the medicine. But Brazil needs so many things, it's very hard to know where to begin. I finally got to read that letter from Eric Nelson. In a way, it was like so many others he'd sent to me. When was I going to pay him a visit in North Brazil? When would I come to see for myself the needs of the Amazon Valley? When would I come? Now, of course, I knew there was a need in this area where Eric Nelson had labored for so many years with his wife. But Brazil was a big place. Fourth largest country in the world. Larger even than the United States. And a mighty big mission field. Our mission was trying to reach all of it. Still, I'd put off Eric Nelson long enough. It was time to see it for myself. Strange that Eric Nelson, so well known to all of us from meeting together at annual meetings and occasionally on furloughs, was so little known to us in another sense, in knowing it firsthand how a great missionary heart beats and operates. The year 1935, when I first went to visit the Amazon Valley and to see Eric Nelson. The year war was raging in Ethiopia, and it seized just to the west of us in the Chaco, a war which had been fought between Paraguay and Bolivia. 1935, the year Will Rogers and Wiley Post crashed somewhere in Alaska.
Dr. Bratcher, at last you have come. Here, let me help you with your suit.
Oh, please, I can manage. Oh, Brother Nelson, it's so good to see you. And you, Sister Nelson.
You know my Ida?
Oh, of course.
We met in Rio many years ago. Welcome to Manaus, Doctor. I just hope you feel as fine as I do.
I hope I do.
My Ida is always so happy. But that is what being a Christian really means, to rejoice in the Lord always.
And again I say rejoice.
Brother Bratcher, you must be tired from your long trip. We go to our home. Our chauffeur is on his way.
Chauffeur? Really?
Oh, Eric, you mustn't yoke with Dr. Bratcher.
What I mean is that the trolley car which will take us home will soon be on its way. Come, we have much to do before we begin our trip.
I wish you could stay with us longer, Doctor.
Oh, I wish I could too, Sister Nelson. I've enjoyed my visit to your home.
Sometimes I wish Eric could enjoy it more too.
Ida, you know better than to say that. I'm a missionary, and I must be traveling.
I know, Eric. I know it for 43 years already. But it's all right. God needs missionary wives too.
There she is. Our gospel lunch.
That is the buffalo?
Yeah. Someday I shall have to calculate how many thousands of miles she has carried us.
Well, how do we get to the launch?
This way. I keep this small canoe in the brush here. We'll put it on deck because we'll probably have to use it later on. Ready? Let me help you aboard. I guess we're all ready. Goodbye, Ida.
Goodbye. God bless you, Eric.
You can manage all right?
Of course.
You can get home all right?
Eric Nelson, I've been marrying for almost 70 years. Why should I stop now?
God be with you, Ida.
Thank you, Sister Nelson, for everything. We'll see you in about 5 months.
Oh, be careful, both of you. And write me, Eric, if you have time. And Brother Bratcher, I hope we'll see why we need more workers. How much more could be done for our people?
Do you know what we need more than anything else, Brother Bratcher? We need young people who cannot stay away.
Eric Alfred Nelson. Oh, I wish you could see him for yourselves. There he stands in the pilot house of this gospel launch. 73 years old he is. Spent 43 years of these right here in Brazil. But in spite of years, he stands straight, straight as an Indian, looking upwards toward the heavens which declare the glory of God, the glory he has exhibited and proclaimed. Yes, I was glad I came to learn more about Eric Alfred Nelson.
Brother Bratcher, come inside.
I was just looking at the stars.
You will not really want to stay outside for any length of time. That's one reason right there. Mosquitoes. Very nasty this time of the year. And they still carry malaria sometimes.
I'll be more careful. You're quite comfortable here.
Oh, yeah. I prayed many years for this launch. First I traveled the Amazon in regular steamers. But that was too expensive. Then I bought a canoe.
You made missionary calls in a canoe?
Oh, yeah. And then the Lord gave me a small motorboat. But it wasn't at all like this one. See, we're enclosed with screens, and we have a galley to cook our food, and electric lights, and bunks for four people. But especially I appreciate the screens. Get him?
Yes. A whopper, wasn't he?
I want you to look at some maps now. This is the country we're going to visit.
West and northward, eh?
Yeah, and southward, too. We follow the Amazon for now, and then the Madeira, and then the Rio Negro.
Look at all those small villages.
Oh, there are people in all of these places who need the gospel. Here and there you'll find shepherds. Some of them I built with my own hands. But in all the 43 years, I have only scratched the surface. This is the only way to reach them, by boat. But I need help, Brother Bratcher.
Well, I think that perhaps you'll be getting some help soon. A couple has volunteered.
Good. But a couple? Just two people? Dr. Bratcher, the Amazon is 3,000 miles long. We need many couples. Something is a lot wrong with Christian young people. Well, two things anyway.
Yes, what are they?
They don't take seriously Christ's command to preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes, I agree, Mr. Nelson.
And another thing. They don't study geography anymore. They don't even know what this world looks like that we are supposed to reach. Why, some of them don't even know that there is an Amazon.
Two things wrong with Christian young people. They didn't take seriously the command of Christ, and they didn't know the geography of the world they were supposed to reach. But here was a man who knew both, and for the next 5 months, I was going to know him better.
And so we conclude Chapter 1 in the transcribed story of Eric Alfred Nelson, Apostle to the Amazon, adapted for radio from the book by the same name written by L.M. Brachter and published by the Broadman Press. This is another in the series of stories of great Christians which come to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.